Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies and your goodness. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And everybody says,
Amen.
Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Come on, folks. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, tonight, return to the Almighty. That's what I want to speak on for just a few minutes. It is consecration, after all. You know, so let's read in Job chapter 22. And I'm going to start at verse 21, reading through the end. And if you can put that scripture up for us, that would be good. Thank you. Acquaint now thyself with him, that's with the Lord, and be at peace. Well, that's how you get peace, folks, is by acquainting yourself with the Lord. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Can you say amen? Now receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. Now if thou return to the Almighty, and that's the message tonight. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Amen. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. That's a time, at a time of consecration like this, that's a good time to reflect and put away, you know, the putting forth of the finger. Put away, you know, everything that, you know, offends the Holy Spirit, and return to the Almighty. And if you do that, listen to verse 24. Say, then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, even the gold of affair as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But you must return unto the Lord. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and thou shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. And thou shalt pay thy vows. Now folks, you're going to make your prayer unto the Lord tonight, and he shall hear thee. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you're too quiet in here this morning. You shall make your prayer unto the Lord tonight, and he shall hear thee. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. And thou shalt also pay thy vows. You know, if you promise anything, sometimes folks promise things to the Lord. They're rash with their mouths when they come to the house of God. They say, Lord, if you do this, I will do that. And if you do the other, then I will do this. Well, and the Lord does that, and then they don't do what they promised. Well, God has no pleasure in fools. You know, so be not rash with your mouth when you come to the house of God. But make sure you pay your vows. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, if you do all of that, then thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Hallelujah. Now, people like to decree things that shall be established unto them. Well, that's good. But first, you must return unto the Almighty. See, this all starts by acquainting yourself with the Lord. You see, you know, because sometimes we've gone so far away, you know, because of all the various things, you know, and so forth. God doesn't have too much time, you know, in our lives, because, you know, we get up, we run around and so forth, we do all these things, and we got to pay the bills, go to school, do all these things and so forth, so we forget. But acquaint now thyself with him. Draw closer unto the Lord, and you shall be at peace. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If thou return to the Almighty, then thou shalt be built up. And listen to what will happen in verse 28. You will make a decree. He will decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon your ways. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That means you will not be in darkness, and the Lord will lead you. Now, when men are cast down, even as it is this day, you know, a lot of people are cast down and so forth. The Bible says, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. Amen.
Amen.
He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of your hands. You know, see, when you begin to wash your hands of iniquity, you know, who shall abide in the tabernacle of the Lord? Who shall ascend to his holy hill? He that has a pure heart and clean hands. When you begin to cleanse your heart, when you begin to return to the Almighty, when you begin to acquaint yourself with Him, when men are cast down, you have the ability to say there is a lifting up. Amen?
Amen.
Well, that you can read that two ways. It means that you will be a source of encouragement when people are down. But you can't give what you don't have, folks. Amen?
Amen.
You know, so for you to be able to give peace when people are distressed, you must already have the peace. For you to be able to give confidence, to exude confidence when people are in disarray, you must have that confidence from the Lord. But it also means, you know, that's one thing, it means you'll be the son of encouragement to those that are down. That's good. But it also means that while people are down, you will be up.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. When people are saying, well, you know, things are bad and so forth, and everything is down and so forth, well, you'll be saying, well, you know, I see a lifting up. Hallelujah. And I tell you, folks, I see a lifting up.
Amen.
Amen. I see a lifting up. Praise God. Because the just shall live by his faith. We don't walk by sight and so forth, but I see a lifting up. Praise God. You know, when nobody else saw the rain, Elijah, he saw a little cloud. And that was good enough for him. And he got under that cloud in prayer, and he prayed fervently. And that cloud, the next thing you know, it became a tremendous deluge of rain. Or started little, it became something great because he got under it. He saw that there was coming a sound of an abundance of rain, even when nobody else thought it would rain. Praise God. So when men are cast down, you will be able to say that there is a lifting up. There will be a lifting up in your lives, folks. Amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. But you must first acquaint yourself with the Almighty. Now, so let's look at that for a minute. What does it mean to acquaint yourself? I mean, what is it when you say somebody is your acquaintance? You know, I mean, this is not somebody that's a stranger to you. You know, so somebody that you know. You know, so you draw close to God. You know, be known. I mean, he's known of, I mean, he knows you, but let him also be known of you. You know the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, you need to know the Lord. You know, most of the times we don't know the Lord because we don't know what the Lord is thinking. We don't know what the Lord is saying. Well, what is the Lord saying? He's already here in his word. You know, the Lord has declared his mind to us. You know, and then we need to know what the word of the Lord says. We need to acquaint ourselves with the Lord. Acquaint yourself with the word of the Lord. You know, that's where it starts. And then you'll be at peace. When all these other things are happening in the world, you will be at peace, and thereby good shall come unto thee. Amen?
Amen.
Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. Now, if thou return to the Almighty, which is the message today. Now, return means, well, you know, we've left, so we must come back. That's the meaning of return. You know, the Lord, he's always wanting people to return, you know. In fact, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways. That means return, you know, to the good old paths, you know, and seek my face and pray. Then I will begin to bring a restoration and heal their land. You know, that's what the Lord said. So we must pray. We must seek his face. And we must draw closer to him. Hallelujah. And this is not in our lips only, because Jesus said, in fact, in the Bible, God said, he said, he said, people draw near with me, I mean to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. You know, so we want to have our consciences sprinkled with pure water. We want to have our minds cleansed by the washing of water, you know, by the word. We want to listen to the word of God. Read the word of God. Hallelujah. It is a sad thing that many people are not reading the word of God on their own. You know, just wait until you come to church. Somebody gets up and preaches, you know, and so forth. And then we read a few verses of scripture in church. But that's not good enough, folks. You know, we need to read the word. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is a lamp to your feet. And a light, you know, which means right where you're standing, it will lighten the place where you are. And it will be a light to where you're going. And you will never be in darkness. Amen? But you must know what the Word of God says. Now, if you don't know what God's Word says, you'll be confused. See? Like, if you don't know that the Word of God condemns this homosexuality and all these things that's happening in this nation, you'll be confused. You know, people will call it alternative lifestyle or whatever else and so forth. But I tell you something, folks. That is the very reason. The Bible says Sodom and Gomorrah going after strange flesh and all these other things. That is the very reason why the wrath of God came upon that place. And folks, the cup of iniquity is rising. Hallelujah, folks. You know, well, it is rising. Why did I say hallelujah? Because the Bible says, when you see these things, then lift up your heads. Because your redemption is drawing near. Because Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. So when you begin to see the days of Lot happening again, then you know that the Son of Man is right around the corner. That's why I'm saying hallelujah. Not because of what they are doing, you know, and so forth like that. Well, we love everybody. The Lord loves everybody. He died for everybody. And the Lord wants everybody to have help. But I tell you something, folks. This country, this great country, was founded on the principles of the Word of God. In God we trust. They said it. They even put it on the dollar and so forth like that. You know, and, you know, but I tell you something. And the Lord, He spoke to me this week, point blank. You know, and He said, because they rejected me from being king and rejected my words, you know. He said, therefore I will give them a king of fierce countenance. That's right. And him they will obey, you know. So folks, that king of fierce countenance is coming. Why? Because, you know, when iniquities abound, then the Lord will raise up, you know, that's what the Bible says, raise up sinful and wicked sinners to torment the people. And there is a man of sin that is coming. But before all of that, the elect of God must draw closer to the Lord. You draw closer to the Lord so that you may escape all these things that are coming to pass. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, pray ye therefore that ye may be counted worthy to escape all this evil. There's coming a judgment day, folks. You know, in the days of Noah and the days of Lot, Jesus said it in Luke 17, you know, it will be the same way. But you see, they didn't care about anything. They just did whatever they wanted to do. There was so much lewdness. There was so much evil. And God had it up to here. In fact, God said, well, let me go and check it out for myself, because the report of the place is violence all the time. You know? And God went down there and checked it out. Abraham, he stood and prayed and said, Lord, will the God of the whole earth, the judge of righteousness, will he destroy the righteous with the wicked? And the Lord said, say on. You know, and he said, well, if you will find only 50 people, will you spare the place? The Lord said, well, yeah, you know, there's 50. Folks, there were not 50 people in that place. I don't know if you ever thought about it. Because the Lord said, I will spare if there were 50, and there was none. And then, you know, and so the Lord proceeded to carry on the judgment, and Abraham said, well, gee, you know, so there's no 50. What about 45? And the Lord said, well, okay, for 45. And the Lord said, and Abraham said, well, hold on now, Lord. What about 40? And then the Lord said, well, for 40, I'll spare the place. And then, he proceeded to move on. And Abraham saw that, well, that means there's not even 40. Lord, what about 35? And he began to do this thing and just speak and say, Lord, don't be angry that I've taken upon myself to speak to the Lord. What about 20? And so forth. He came down to almost nothing. Couldn't even find a dozen people in there. Folks, and the next thing you know, the angels rain down brimstone and fire upon that place. I'll tell you something else that happened in the day of Noah. You know, there was so much wickedness in the land, same kind of wickedness all over the place. And Noah, he was preaching that God was going to destroy the place and that people should repent. But they laughed him to scorn, I tell you. But nobody was laughing on the day that he entered into the ark, folks. Hello, folks. Nobody was laughing once he closed that door. You know, because they told him, well, there's not been any such thing as rain. You know, what are you talking about? Well, the word of God will come to pass. And there is coming also a judgment. God has appointed a day in which he will judge this world by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And all their unrighteous deeds which they have unrighteously committed, it shall come up before the Lord. And the people that have defiled this body that was supposed to be the temple of God, they will answer for it. And the people that destroy the earth also, they will answer for it. There's coming a day, folks, of reckoning. Well, in the midst of all of that, we are here. What should we be doing? What should the people of God be doing? The way for you to overcome darkness is to do what? Is to turn on the light. Amen, folks. If we came into this place now, and this place was all dark, now first thing that people do is reach for the light switch. You turn on the light. Hallelujah. That is how you overcome darkness. Praise God. You know, so we must turn on the light. What is darkness, folks? It is the absence of light. Darkness is nothing but the absence of light. You know, so when you turn on the light, you dispel the darkness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 5, Jesus said it, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. You know, so we need to turn on the light. But how do we turn on the light? First, we ourselves must return to the Almighty. Praise God. The Lord is the, if you want to put it that way, is the energy source. If you want to put it that way. And if you get too far away from me, you can't emanate that, you can't reflect that energy. You know, you can't reflect that light. So you need to come closer to God so that we can be a reflection of His love and of His light. Amen?
Amen.
And we love everybody, you know. Jesus, He prayed. He hung upon that cross and He prayed for everybody. And in fact, one time the Bible said before He went to the cross, He prayed so much for all of these things that are going on in the world right now. All the people that are caught up in, you know, this homosexuality and all this evil and violence and killing of innocent children and all this wild stuff. You know, the world is gone mad. You know, Jesus, He prayed until blood was coming out of His brows. You know, and He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Folks, we need to be praying for this wicked world. Because there are still some people that are groaning under the sin and everything. And they must be pulled out. Amen?
Amen.
They must be pulled out. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, but, you know, if any man, you know, chooses to be wicked, well, then let him be wicked. Because the Bible says there is coming a time that God's going to draw the line. And He said, he that is holy, after He draws that line, let him be holy still. And he that is unrighteous, let him be unrighteous still. So folks, there is coming a time when the people cannot even repent. Because their conscience will be seared. And it's finished. It's gone. They're gone. They're lost. Now before that happens, we need to help everyone that we come across by the grace of God. You need to warn people of the destruction that is coming. Amen. The destruction is coming. And the Bible says, you know, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. But when I say to the sinner that he shall die, and you do not want that wicked, he said, well, of course, the sinner will die. In Ezekiel, I tell you that in chapter 18 and so on. The sinner will die, but I will require his blood from your hand. Now, we don't want blood on our hands, do we? Oh, I don't want anybody's blood on my hands, so by the grace of God, I'm going to let everybody know that, you know, God, you know, will not put up with unrighteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God's not going to put up with it. You know, their sins and their judgments, the Bible says, for a long time it's lingering, but suddenly it's going to come. You know, so, you know, don't worry about that. You know, God knows what he's doing. He's just, you know, the long suffering of God is waiting for people to repent, that's all. But when they continuously throw it in God's face, then eventually, you know, the time is going to come when God's going to have to answer that. But right now we pray that the mercy of God will reach out to those who are lost. Amen?
Amen.
You know, and I tell you something else too, folks. The, you know, one time they thought that, you know, there was AIDS and disease and all of these things that came. Well, I tell you something. They thought they, you know, controlled it for a while and so forth like that. You know, there's going to be something else. I'm going to tell you tonight. There's going to be something else that's going to break out. You know, it's called, you know, it's going to be like a pestilence. Let's just put it that way. You know, but it is going to be a blast of God's nostrils. You know, because he said, well, because they did not choose to retain God in their knowledge. You know, and they walk evil among themselves in Romans chapter 1. He said, therefore God will give them up. And to vile affections and so forth like that. And they will receive in themselves the recompense, you know, of the reward. They will receive, you know, the judgment. So it is coming, folks. But the Lord is going to put his hand upon the elect of God. Amen. Praise God. God will protect his people, but we must draw closer to him. Now, when you look at all of these things that are happening, it is time for us to draw closer to the Lord. Put on the whole armor of God, folks. You know, lest you be swept off your feet. Now, there is coming a strong delusion. I want to tell you about it tonight. I won't go into details, but it's happening already in various places. You know, this delusion is taking on, you know, various forms. You know, and this thing, even these things that we talked about, you know, not only is it outside now, it's creeping into the churches and so forth like that. You know, it's all everywhere. You know, and it's only going to get worse because the cup of iniquity must come to the full. You know, so that it shall be fulfilled. That which was written in the book, that when the cup of iniquity is full, then the wrath of the fury of God shall be poured out with his indignation. And he said, when the Lord, you know, comes finally, my goodness, you know, he's going to clean it all out. But before he comes, he's even going to let the sins of the world catch up with the world. And I tell you, folks, you need to read the book of Revelation. And when those riders of those horses begin to ride, I tell you something, there's going to be destruction. And when that pale horse finally rides, it's going to be death everywhere. Well, because the people did not choose the light. He said, Jesus, the light, he came, that men may have the light. But they rejected the light because their deeds were evil. You know, so they didn't want the light. Well, if they don't want the light, well, you know, what can you do? Well, we pray for everybody. But let me tell you something else, folks. We're not going to be able to save everybody. Hello? You can't save everybody. In fact, Jesus, he couldn't save everybody. You know, he couldn't do it. You know, so... And he already knew that. He knows the, you know, the son of perdition and so forth like that. You know, one time one man came to him and he said, Lord, thou, you know, this and that and so on. You know, what shall I do and so forth? And then he told him, well, everything you've done is good. You know, and he's, you know, because he said, though, I've kept all these things and so forth. He said, well, everything you've done is good. And then he said, well, one thing thou lackest. You know, and Jesus told him, because Jesus saw his heart. He said, well, there's one thing that's keeping you from really getting in with God. You know, and he said, well, go sell everything you have. Well, that's not a message necessarily for everybody, but it was for that man. Go sell everything you have and give it to the poor and then come and follow me, because his riches were keeping him from really launching out for God. And he went away sorrowful, the Bible said, But I tell you, folks, Jesus didn't pursue him. Hello, folks. He went away sorrowful. You know, and then Jesus said, well, you know, how sad and how hard it will be for them that trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. But he didn't pursue that guy, he just let him go. We can't save everybody, folks. And I tell you, you know, those who will not receive the mercy of God, they will have to deal with the judgment of God. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. Because when God introduced himself, in Exodus 34, he said, the Lord proclaimed the name of the Lord. And he said, this is my name, the Lord, the great God, abundant in mercy and truth and righteousness. That's the first thing he said about himself. But he said, look, you know, showing mercy to thousands and all these things and so forth, you know, but who also will not, you know, let the iniquity go unpunished. That's the Lord. So he offered his mercy first. When we receive his mercy, then we don't have to deal with his severity. Because it is time to draw close to God. Amen?
Amen.
Draw close to God. Come unto him. And draw close to him. Seek the Lord. Isaiah 55 will tell you in verses 6 and so on. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. That means there's going to be a time, folks, when he's not going to be near. You know, for the world, you know, for the believer that has the Holy Spirit, the Lord is already within you. You know, but, you know, there's a time coming for this world. Now, we must be ready. We must be ready. Noah entered into that ark, and he saved his family. And by that, he also condemned the whole world. Because God will always have a remnant, folks. And as long as one person believes, everybody else is condemned that didn't believe. But God will always have a remnant. And Noah, he condemned the world. You can read it, first few verses of Hebrews 11. And, you know, when he did that, you know, he condemned the world because the rest of the people did not believe. There is also an ark of safety now, folks. And it is called the very hiding place. You know, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, he shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This is the new ark of safety, folks, presented through the Lord Jesus Christ. When you go into that hiding place, you are safe. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Jesus is our rock and our shield. It's our defense. It's our hiding place. It's our high tower. Will you trust him with your life completely? Now, if you will, and if you have, then you must, at a time like this, return to the Almighty. Hallelujah. Return to the Almighty. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Bible says, look, we should have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but we should rather reprove them. Now, how many of you are reproving these things that you're seeing on television and all these things that they are doing, and Hollywood is getting behind it and everybody and so forth like that? Have no fellowship. Can light and darkness have fellowship together? Reprove them, the Bible says. Hallelujah. And for you young folks that are in here today, listen to me. Because I have seen this generation that will say, you know, well, you know, we can't judge anybody and so forth like that. You know, most young people, they don't want to condemn. They can't judge anything. They can't condemn anything. Well, I tell you something. The spiritual man judges all things. That's what the Bible says. And yet himself is judge of no man. Now, we love the people. We don't condemn the people, but we condemn the acts. Because the Lord condemns it. Amen. Praise God. You cannot go up against the Lord. I tell you what, his eyes will smoke you out. You know, if you go up against the Lord, he's like the Lion of Judah. He is actually the Lion of Judah. It's like a fierce lion, is what I wanted to say. He'll eat you up alive. Amen. That's right. He'll eat you up alive. I tell you something, though. All you need to do is read 1 Kings chapter 13. It's a story of a prophet that the Lord sent. And he did great works. He prophesied against the high places and so forth. He told about what God was going to do and whom God was going to bring and bring judgment and so forth. And God told him, you know, say with the word of the Lord, don't do this, don't do that, don't go anywhere, don't fall into anybody's house and don't drink and so forth or eat. Just stay and come back. And for a minute, he stayed with the word of the Lord until an older prophet came by and said, well, you know, I'm also a prophet of the Lord. And then the Lord has spoken to me to bring you into my heart. But he lied unto him, the Bible said. You know. And he should have stayed with the word of God. But when he didn't, a lion met him on the way and slew him. I tell you something, folks. You don't go up against that word. You know, he'll eat you up alive. Amen?
Amen.
He's the Lion of Judah. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 29. Our God is a consuming fire. Amen. Most people have forgotten that about God. You know, people think, well, you know, Jesus, you know, God is love and so forth. Yeah, he is love. But he is also a righteous God. Hallelujah. And he will by no means acquit the guilty unless they come to the Lord and to the cross. Amen.
Amen.
That's the only place. It's only the blood that can cleanse the sins and bring forgiveness. But when people don't do that, well, they are going to have to face the judgment of God. Now, for those of us who have received his mercy and his goodness, we must return to the Lord. And when we return to the Lord, we must speak the words of God. We must not take away the words of God. Hallelujah. When the Lord condemns something, it is condemned. If it was a sin 2,000 years ago, it is still a sin today.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ the same. His word yesterday, today, and forever. It will never change. He doesn't modernize for anybody. You know, they've modernized the word, they've polished it and so forth, and they say, well, you know, it's this and so forth, it's, you know, alternative lifestyle, whatever. You know, I tell you something, folks. All of that is going to bring the wrath of God upon this nation very swiftly. You know, so we need to pray for this nation.
Amen.
We need to pray, the Bible says, for our leaders. You know, I mean, if we had, I'm just imagine if we had godly leaders and so forth, you know, it would be great. You know, but the reason why it's not great is because we don't have godly leaders. You know, and, but, you know, why is it so? Well, because, you know, the trees, they said to the vine tree, come and rule over us. I said, well, you know, I'm not going to do it. I don't have time for that. They said to the fig tree, come and rule over us. I said, well, no, I don't have time for that. You know, I said, well, fine. Then we are going to go to the thorns and the briars and the thistles and so forth. And they will rule over us. Well, you know, if the people of God will stand up and enforce the rules of righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. Wherever you are, you know, you may not even be in government, but look, I tell you folks, God said to Jeremiah, I have set you this day over nations.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, you know, I want you to be here by the grace of God on Sunday. You will hear something about that. But, you know, God has set us over nations. God has this thing that he does. The Bible says we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. How many people are really exercising that dominion which he has given us? Well, we're not. You know, so we need to be doing that. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand to our feet here tonight. We need to return to our position, folks. We need to return to the Almighty. Return to the place. You know, the Bible says, therefore the ransom of the Lord shall return. You know, we need to return. You know, and when we're talking about return, you know, most of the time people are just thinking about, you know, good things. And, you know, well, you know, the people will have, you know, prosperity, and they will have this, and they will have that. Well, it says right here in this verse that I read to you today, the way for you to have plenty of silver, the way for you to have plenty of gold, the gold as dust and the gold of fear. The way that these things will be laid up for you, folks, is when you return to the Almighty. when you acquaint yourself with him. You know, when you abandon iniquity, when you put off sin from your tabernacles. Amen?
Amen,
amen, folks?
Amen.
That's what we are doing in this consecration period. Put away, you know, the iniquity. Put away the lying tongue. The, you know, that deadly, unruly tongue that cannot be tamed. Tame it by the power of God. Amen? Praise God. Well, I tell you, the only thing that can tame that tongue is that Holy Ghost. And it's called, you know, that branding. And Holy Ghost, you know, how they brand this cattle and so forth with hot iron. You know, that's what the Holy Ghost does. Isaiah chapter 6, he said, he took the coal of fire from the altar and it branded his lips. And he said, oh, you know, he said, oh, initially he said, well, I'm a man of unclean lips. The Lord said, I have taken away thy iniquity today. So the Holy Ghost you must receive that branding. Amen? And then for those that don't receive the branding, they will receive the branding 666. It's one or the other, folks. They will either receive the name of the Lord Jesus Christ upon their forehead, or they will receive the mark of the beast. You know, and the devil, he will mark his own. He has his own branding too. Folks, it's not called branding for nothing. The devil will mark his own. But God is marking his own right now.
Amen?
Amen. And as God marks his own, you better return to the Almighty and you identify yourself with God and cleave unto him with all of your heart. And don't be swayed by anything that is going on and so forth like that. You know, God doesn't look at the majority. God doesn't care about all those things. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, righteous people were in the minority. You know, and he destroyed the rest of them. You know, so never mind what everybody's doing. Enter in at the straight gate. For straight and narrow is the way that leads to righteousness. But broad is the way, you know, that leads to destruction. And many find it. But the narrow way, few be there that find it. I tell you something, folks. God is more interested in few that are quality. The millions that go on shouting to Babylon. You know. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. You know. So, let the people of God be ready. Something is happening, folks. And it's happening already. Praise God. I am so happy and I'm so thrilled that the long-awaited revival is here. You know, because in the days of unparalleled troubles and crises and sin in the world, that's when God promised that revival. And you know, the light shines brightest when it is darkest.
Amen.
Amen. So I know with my whole heart, you know, that God is moving again. Praise God. Lift up your hands here as we pray tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, if thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. If you acquaint yourself with the Lord, and I want you to take a few minutes tonight and return to the Almighty. I want you to take some time tonight and pray and seek His face and turn from any wickedness and cleanse your hearts tonight during this time of consecration. And then when people are cast down for you, there shall be a lifting up in the name of Jesus. Take a minute, Lord, folks, and pray unto the name of the Lord today. Call upon Him while it is near. Draw unto God, return unto the Almighty, and thou shalt be built up, saith the Lord. If you will return unto the Almighty, if you will come back unto the Almighty, if you will repair the altar of the Lord that is broken down, and I challenge every home, repair that altar. Especially the men who are in the homes. Better be sure you repair that altar, folks. Repair that altar of the Lord. Bring it back. Hallelujah. And if you're in a home without a man as well, you know, responsibility is on you too. Repair that altar and return unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And thou shall be built up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, Lord. Cause, O Lord, the Spirit of God to move upon everyone that is here tonight. That we may return unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I am married to the backslider, said the Lord. You know, no, it doesn't matter where you go. God, you know, waiting for you to come back. Come on back home, folks. And let the name of the Lord be glorified in your lives. Put the devil to shame. Amen. Stand up for Jesus. Will somebody stand up for Jesus? Now, if you will, let's give the Lord a hand clap here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen and amen.